From the WABE newsroom at 8:31, and on another subject involving Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia, it is proposing an average increase of 40% for insurance premiums for folks who purchase their policies on the individual marketplace next year. So why are these proposed increases happening now? Here's WABE's Ellie Yu.
Clay Jones helps manage four rural hospitals in South Georgia. In all four counties, Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia is the only insurance company offering plans on the Marketplace Exchange.
The increase by 40% would definitely affect us.
These plans are for people buying insurance individually and not through their employers. Cindy Zeldin with Georgians for a Healthy Future says many customers who are low or middle income won't have to pay the entire sticker price because of tax subsidies from the government. But for others who earn more and don't qualify for subsidies, they'll have to bear the brunt of the hike.
That could dampen enrollment, and it could also stretch some household budgets.
Premium increases were expected to be lower next year as the market showed stabilization. That's according to Cynthia Cox with the Kaiser Family Foundation. She says as Washington continues to debate health care, double-digit increases are popping up across the country.
And that seems to be in large part driven by political uncertainty about whether the rules of the game are going to be enforced, and insurers are pricing cautiously next year because they don't know what the rules are going to be.
Without knowing those rules, Jeff Fusil, president of Blue Cross Blue Shield of Georgia, told WABE's Dennis O'Hare that pricing health plans becomes very difficult.
Especially with concerns that there may not be a mandate or a requirement to buy health care, and that you could end up with a situation where only the sickest of the sick are joining through the exchange, and they create a very expensive environment.
The proposed rates still have to be approved by state and federal officials before open enrollment begins in the fall. Ellie Yu, WABE News.